Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone, once again to FMG Live. I'm your host, John A. Guffey. It's Father's Day, and a huge, huge happy Father's Day to all the dads out there, and especially to my dad, Johnny Adrian Guffey, the first, and I am actually the second. No, not junior, but the second, and I am grateful to my parents for that ever since. We just want to thank them for that, and thank my dad for being such a great dad. I wanted to spend tonight telling you a little bit about my dad. You've heard me talk about him before, and I've heard some funny stories about him, but, you know, the reality is with my dad, and he's, you know, I call him daddy. He's my daddy. And even though I'm as old as I am, people find that funny sometimes that I still call him my daddy, and that's who he is, though, to me. And I am very, very blessed that my heavenly father gave me an earthly father who is such a wonderful example. My daddy is the most humble man that you will ever meet. Mahatma Gandhi called him up and asked for humility lessons. Mother Teresa sent him emails saying, "Hey, how did I be more humble?" That's how humble my dad is. And he is a very hardworking man. I have never known someone who enjoyed work more than my daddy. If he wasn't working at his job, he was working at home. And he is working at home. And even now, he does things, even though he's starting to get at an age where there might be some things he shouldn't do, he still gets out there and does them because that's what he enjoys. You know, I've told different stories about my daddy, but one that will always stick in my mind, when I was just starting out in college, I had a job in the summer working at a gas station. And this gas station was truly that. I sat in the kiosk, and we had an actual full-service lane. I would go and do the full-service stuff. We didn't have a convenience store. We had a little building that had bathrooms and a vending area, but we were just a gas station. And so here it was, a really hot day in the summer, and into the gas station pulls a van just filled to the brim. You thought it was a clown car with women and children. All these mothers and their upteen number of children. And their van had a real problem. It was broken down. They did not speak very much English. They were Hispanic and they didn't speak a lot of English. And I was not a mechanic. And I didn't know what to do. And I did the only thing that I knew would work, and that was call my daddy. Because if there was anybody who could fix this, it was him. He is a wizard with cars, and I knew if my daddy came out, he would get them back in shape and back on the road in no time. And I called my daddy, and sure enough, he did come out. And for these people who he didn't know and couldn't even hardly communicate with, he spent hours in the summer heat prowling around the engine of that van. And when I say hours, I mean it was about 4 hours worth of work that he put into that van. And he finally got it running for them. and they offered him money, and he refused it. He did that not to prove that he could, not to show off in front of him. He didn't do it for a reward. He didn't do it for honor, glory. He did it because it was the right thing to do. And he did it because these people needed help. There were some people in my family who were not always, didn't always act in the best way. And my daddy always helped them, even though they didn't. And he always set that example for me. So he was very humble, is still very humble. He is the deacon in his church now, and they are very, very lucky to have him because he is such a hard worker. And if they were just seeing the example that he is setting for them, they're going to be all right. You know, my dad doesn't know this, I don't think, but I used to, one of my famous sayings and one of the things I am known for saying is that if I could be half the man that my daddy is, I'd be better than just about everybody out there. I chose a different path than my daddy a lot of times. And and have had a roller coaster ride of a life, whereas his has been just a steady ride. And I love my dad very, very much. I love you, Daddy. And I have three sons, one of whom is with me. Hey, Johnny. He's in another room working on one of the things that he really enjoys doing. And I have two other sons, Ian and Brian. And if you're listening, if you ever hear this, boys, know that your daddy loves you very, very much. And I miss you every day. And there's hardly an hour that goes by that I don't want to be with you. And, you know, when we talk about fathers, I heard someone say that when you have a baby, that God appoints you, he has given you a responsibility, that those two people and those two people alone are uniquely gifted to raise that child. And I don't believe that. Because, you see, God knows people. God knows us. And he knows that we will fail. He knows that human beings fail. It's just a reality. We are sinful creatures, and we fail. So you see, he equips people. And he makes sure that there are people to stand in the gap. You see, you don't have to be someone's biological father to be able to be a father to them. You might be their stepdad. You might be an uncle. You might be a grandfather. You might even be a brother who is standing in the gap and who is being a father to a son or daughter. And contrary to what our society might want to say, every child needs a father. Fathers set the standard for who their little girls are going to want to be with when they become adults. Fathers set the standard for what little boys want to be when they grow up. And how they should act. You see, you and I are very, very blessed to have a Heavenly Father who loves us so much. Jesus, in the book of Matthew, chapter 7, says in verse 7, beginning in verse 7, "Ask and it shall be given you, seek and ye shall find, knock and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened." And so he explains that in the next couple of verses. He says, "Or what man is there of you?" If you don't understand what I just said, what man is there of you? If your son asks for bread, you give him a stone. Or if he asks for fish, you give him a serpent. He says, "If you, then, being evil and sinful creatures, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more? How much more shall your Father in heaven give good things to them that ask him?" And there's something really important about that last verse, that verse 11. This is Jesus Christ himself speaking. And in that verse, notice that I want to focus in and hone in on that last part. "How much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give good things to them that ask him?" Jesus doesn't say to them that ask him and are sinless. He doesn't say to them that ask him and are perfect. You see, God, and there's some of you I know out there who don't have a father for a lot of reasons. Maybe your dad has passed away. Maybe you never knew who your dad was. Maybe your father chose not to be a part of your life. Maybe your dad wants to be a part of your life and isn't being allowed to. See, you have a Heavenly Father who so desperately loves you and so desperately wants that relationship with you. He says, "Ask. Just talk to me. Ask it of me." Now, does that mean if you go out and you say, "Hey, God, I know we haven't talked in like ever. Will you give me a Cadillac?" He's not going to magic one right into your driveway, I don't think. He might. You never know. I've never seen that happen. But here's the thing. Are you asking because you need a car? Maybe he's going to provide transportation for you. Maybe he's going to see to it that there's someone who can give you a ride consistently. Maybe he is going to give you a car, a good running car that's going to last you a long time, even though it might not be sporty or expensive. Ask. Talk to your Heavenly Father today. It's his Father's Day too. And he misses you. He wants to talk to you. He wants to be a part of your life so desperately that he gave his only begotten son. See, we're all adopted. He is our creator. But his only begotten son, he sacrificed on a cross to have a relationship with you. No matter what your state, no matter how bad you think you are, he is there waiting, waiting for you to ask, waiting for you to speak to him, because he so desperately, desperately wants that relationship with you. I'm John A. Guffey for FMG Live. Go out today, spend some time with your dad. If you haven't called him yet, call him and tell him Happy Father's Day. And to all those dads out there, you have a great one.